Greetings to each one today. This is Levi Stalsus sharing the daily inspiration. I'd like to just touch briefly on the last message on yesterday. I spoke a bit because it was New Year's about how in Hebrews 10, verse 1, about how they offer sacrifices year after year for their sins, and how Christ came as the ultimate sacrifice. Now, because of that, if we have accepted the blood of Jesus and are born again and are walking with him, the scripture is just full of promises and who we are in Christ. And I'd like to just share a few brief ones of those. Matthew 5:14 says, "You're the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid." I mean, that is incredible that we are representing of Christ. We are representing Christ. We're like a city. We're like a light that is on a hill. John 1:12, "I am a child of God, but to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to," because we're children of God. We're his children. In John 15:1, it talks about the true vine. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower." It's incredible that we can be part of that vine, that representation of Christ. And I am Christ's friend. I touched on that yesterday about how he treats us now as a friend and not just a servant. In John 8:36, "So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." It is beautiful. We are free if we are in Christ. And Romans 6:22 talks about, "I am sanctified." It's beautiful. How can we be sanctified? It's not because of who we are, but because of Christ. In Romans 8:17, it talks about being heirs of Christ. "I am a joint heir with Christ." We are his. When we get to heaven, what is his is ours. We have inherited the kingdom of God. And you know as well as I do, we have done nothing that makes us be able to be a co-heir with Christ. God is the Father, and Christ is the Son, and we are the other Son. We are co-heirs with him. Galatians 4 talks about, "I am an heir of God since I am a child of God." Corinthians talks about, "I am a temple, a dwelling place of God's Spirit." I mean, that's incredible if you think about us as clay vessels, as human vessels, that we can actually be a dwelling place of God. 2 Corinthians, "I am a new creation." You know, the old man is gone. We are new. How did we do that? It's not by us. It's by us accepting Christ's blood, and he made us a new person. We need to make that step of accepting the blood, but we cannot make ourselves a new man. There is no way we can scrub ourselves clean enough to, that all of those old sins are gone. It is through him making us a new creation. And in 1 Peter, think of this one. "You shall be holy, for I am holy." I mean, we like to say, well, we're not holy. But yes, we are. If Christ is the center of our being, we are holy. I once heard someone say this, and it gave me a bit of a new perspective. Those few men that were discussing about a man that he had some things to work through. But one of the men said, you know, if he's in Christ, he is good to the core. The outside of him maybe needs to be sanctified, but he is good to the core because Christ is in the center of him. He is in the core of Christ is the the center of that being. So he's good to the core. Yes, the outside of us does need some sanctification. But because Christ being in the center, we are made perfect in him. So I just would recommend that you would consider some of those scripture verses for today as you go about your day and realize that who you are in Christ today, if you have accepted his blood, we are unstoppable. Because why? Because Christ is in the midst of us. The Lord bless your day.